AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Hamas's top political leader is killed in Iran in a strike that risks triggering all-out regional war. At a news conference, State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel was asked about Iran's supreme leader, saying it's Tehran's duty to extract revenge for the Hamas killing.
I'm just not going to speculate on what the supreme leader may or may not be referring to, and don't want to speculate on the actions that the Iranian regime may or may not take. We are continuing to urge restraint to all parties to avoid an escalation into a wider regional conflict.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at a news conference that Israel will exact a heavy price from any aggression against us on any front. A former U.S. Green Beret who organized a failed cross-border raid in 2020 to remove President Nicolas Maduro has been arrested in New York. An unsealed federal indictment out of Tampa, Florida, accuses Jordan Goodreau and a Venezuelan partner of violating U.S. arms control laws when they allegedly assembled and sent to Colombia AR-styled weapons, ammo, and other defense equipment requiring a U.S. export license. The FDA warns about more ground cinnamon tainted with lead.
The FDA is adding to a warning that several types of ground cinnamon sold at certain discount and specialty grocery stores are contaminated with high levels of lead, from a little over 2 parts per million to about 7 parts per million, and should be thrown out. The agency also recommending a recall. This is the FDA's third alert this year, which adds at least 10 types of packaged ground cinnamon. The American Spice Trade Association calls for no more than 2 parts per million of lead in cinnamon. Many foods, including spices, contain lead from natural sources, such as soil and water. Spices also can accumulate lead from other sources in the environment. Some lead in spices may come from manufacturing, storage, or shipping. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warner reports on White House efforts to reduce the flow of fentanyl into the United States.
The White House is announcing a series of proposals from President Joe Biden to help curb the ongoing drug epidemic. Biden plans to push Congress to pass legislation to establish a pill press and tableting machine registry and increase penalties against convicted drug smugglers and traffickers of fentanyl. Biden also wants to tighten rules on importers shipping small packages into the U.S. Chemical compounds can find their way into the U.S. if they're in relatively low-value shipments that are not subject to customs and trade barriers. In a statement, Biden says, "Still far too many of our fellow Americans continue to lose loved ones to fentanyl." He says this is a time to act, and this is a time to stand together for all those we have lost and for all the lives we can save. Donna Water, Washington.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.